Shalom, Raverim. Em nome da dezena 2 do CLI Brasileiro e da dezena 4 Latina, damos a todos as boas-vindas.
On behalf of ten number 2 of the Brazilian CLI and ten number 4 of Latin America,
de grande aprendizado.
Good morning, everyone, from the bottom of our hearts. May we all have an amazing evening of spiritual connection and a great deal of connection between us. We are overjoyed to make this preparation for today's lesson. We all feel the responsibility for one another and are completely committed to keep the commandment of love of friends as ourselves and to connect all our deficiencies
que almejam alcançar a dignidade de receber a Torá, de transformar a nossa.
This will be the flag of our lesson to bring the entire vessel to the reception of the Torah and the desire to pray and to keep our lives around the lesson and to give joy to the Creator for waking us up, bringing us to life and to create a vessel of love and connection in society. We are calling on the Creator to connect us in today's lesson and help us connect all our hearts in this lesson.
We're reading an excerpt from the source from Bala Sulam Shamari. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without a deficiency, there's no feeling. Hence, when one has a need for lishma, the feeling comes from above, and the answer to the prayer comes from above. Meaning that he receives fulfillment for his lack. It follows that the need for man's work in order to receive the lishma from the Creator is only in the form of a lack and a kli, vessel. Yet one can never obtain the filling by himself. It is rather a gift from the Creator. However, the prayer must be a complete prayer from the bottom of the heart. This means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator himself. Yet, how does one know this, that there is no one who will help him but the Creator himself? One can acquire that knowledge precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer.
Okay, so now
we're going to have an active workshop. And the question is, what does it mean that we have reached a complete prayer? Again, the workshop question is, we're going to read again. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without a deficiency, there is no filling. Hence, when one has a need for lishma, the filling comes from above, and the answer to the prayer comes from above. Meaning, he receives fulfillment for his lack. It follows that the need for man's work in order to receive the lishma from the Creator is only in the form of a lack and a kli. Yet, one can never obtain the filling by himself. It is rather a gift from the Creator. However, the prayer must be a complete prayer from the bottom of the heart. This means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator himself. Yet, how does one know this, that no one will help him but the Creator himself? One can acquire this knowledge precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer.
I would add only one thing. Now we can't see one another, right? Let's imagine that we can't see, that we don't need to see. We need to feel one another. Let all of us feel what's in the heart of each and everyone. And you see, immediately it comes and blurs out the matter. I want to feel in my heart, not the physical seeing, but love, that I have this warmth inside. I want to connect with everyone.
Well,
the corporeal picture came again and concealed my feeling. We'll connect them together. Keep going, Gilad.
Okay, so now we will have the active workshop as the system is recovering. So what does it mean that we have reached a complete prayer? The active workshop question is, what does it mean that we have reached a complete prayer?
Tem que começar aí, acho que vai ser transmitido o nosso workshop, né?
É, oração completa significa que nós...
Complete prayer means...
Oração completa significa que nós abrimos nosso coração e voltamos totalmente em anulação com os amigos.
Complete prayer means that we open our hearts and we dedicate it completely for annulment to the friend, and there we receive the connection with the Creator.
E elevamos para o Criador.
That we bring our deficiency to the center of the ten and we pray to the Creator.
When we combine all our common deficiencies and raise them to the Creator, and we also receive the response of the Creator.
Sim, quer dizer que a gente alcança esse estado onde a gente consegue tomar os desejos dos amigos, elevar esse pedido ao Criador, fazer com que esse desejo seja nosso.
Yes, and this can be obtained when each one raises the prayer of the friend to the Creator with a single desire.
E elevar essa carga.
To feel the friend, to feel their deficiency. And to raise their deficiency to the Creator.
Significa que eu consigo considerar o desejo de todos os amigos como prioritários aos meus.
That I should prefer the desire of the friends to my desire.
Fundo do coração, carregando todos os amigos juntos.
As the friends say, to pray from the bottom of the heart that the Creator will connect all the friends, and this is what we're asking from the Creator.
The confidence that we're doing everything from the center of the tent.
Desejo dos amigos sentir essas carências e levá-la ao Criador para que haja conexão entre os amigos.
To feel the desire of the friends, this deficiency, to raise it to the Creator, to connect all the friends.
Sim, porque isso realmente é como se a gente estivesse alcançando uma equivalência de forma com o superior, com o que o superior quer, e a gente consegue levar esse mesmo pedido a ele.
When we want to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, so we always have to raise this request to him so that he will give us equivalence of form.